At the Spiritual Wellness Center, our goal is to provide you with peace of spiritual mind, hope, and reassurance within your own space. At the Spiritual Wellness Center, we believe your life is a fingerprint unique and unlike anyone else, so we can customize a path to fit your needs and budget. We will help you to reach your highest levels in love, family, career, and happiness. We will reduce stress and anxiety and boost your immunity, sleep better, think clearer, and understand your partner better. Call Maria at 813-485-3656. That's 813-485-3656. With a clear mind, you will make better life choices. 813-485-3656. Also, Instagram at Virtual Healing Center. Give Maria a call today.
Mr. Brian Cash Klein.
Another one in the books, Tom. So we got Rick in the house, and tell him what you do real quick, just like.
I work for a company that has something called Active Pure Technology, which is unbelievable. And it does so many different things. It sanitizes and cleans and kills viruses in your house.
Okay, that's good. And then tell us what you do, Mick.
I'm a transformative life coach, and I work with people in their lives and their businesses, and we create exponential results in their business.
Okay, and then like an example of what you do there, like what would that be?
It takes the form of conversations and exercise. It's usually a one-on-one conversation. And what I really do is I question you. I question your beliefs. My strengths or my tools are my questions, which really gets you to look and see and beyond the level, you know, the high level, not the high level, just the surface belief you have, and then to really see if it's working or not, and to create to see things newly so you can be more successful.
Okay, my friend, my good friend, who I was a jerk to. That's okay.
Okay.
What do you do, young man?
My name is Eric. I work for a company called Spot On. We are a software and technology company. We specialize in all things credit card processing, products and services, hardware and software.
Wow, he's got that down. Good. That was nice. I could see that in a commercial. We're putting together a commercial for him. Well, actually, you're doing our commercial.
I'm doing the commercial, yeah.
Good voice, too.
But what you're saying is nobody on the face of this earth can make you feel inferior without your permission. And once you refuse to allow others to make you feel inferior, you start to achieve success, right? You remove that barrier for growth and success.
Well, not only that, but it turns out that most of our thinking has us think negative things about ourselves. And sometimes what the person says has nothing to do with what's going on over here. We create things and make it worse than it is.
Right, and I do that. But then I do that myself, right? Even when I was doing my deals, like for me as a salesman, like when I make a sale, right, my attitude changes where the next person I have a better chance of selling for this event is perfect for you. Oh my God, what are you talking about? I just realized that. He deals with business people. They're going to be all, if any time you should be at an event, I'm selling him on the air. I mean, you are crazy? You're crazy. Like, because what happens is I believe, like in sales at least, I believe there's a certain amount of people that are in an industry that are for your product. So let's just use Alcoholics Anonymous for an example. If you're looking to talk to people that have a drinking problem, go to an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. They're right there for you. Mm-hmm. If you're looking to do what you do, go to an event that 70 business owners are showing up, and that's you. That's that group. Now, what you do, right, I would think is you're going to go is not just necessarily someone needs the product, right? But they have the authority to make that decision, mm-hmm. and they have the finances to make that decision. That's what you're looking for.
You know, I'm a business person. You know, I everything has to make business sense to me. I had a furniture store in Clearwater, Florida for 15 years, and they built an overpass about 300 yards from my store.
Oh, wow.
And for 2 years, people couldn't get in my parking lot. And I got involved with a company called Excel. It was a long-distance company.
I worked for them.
And I was the number two guy in that company.
That's amazing.
Made a little over $7 million there. And it wasn't because I was good. People always say, Rick, oh, you can do anything. It was all about timing. See, AT&T got broke up.
Right.
And gave people a choice. And then I got in the travel business. And guess what? People quit going to a travel agent. Where did they go?
Internet.
They went to the internet. I built a team there with over 150,000 people.
Wow. And you know what? I felt bad for my travel agent guy. He was right there at the corner of County Road 1 and Main Street. And I just, he called me up one day. Because you become friends with people you do business with. You talk about that. He goes, you know, I traveled like 10 different spots through him. And even when I knew I didn't have to travel through him, I still used him out of loyalty, right? But he saw the handwriting on the wall. Right,
it's all about relationships.
It's all about training, because what happens is the horse and buggy was replaced by the car, and you got to adapt to times. You know, there were no credit cards,
yeah.
Right? So I'm watching my Johnny Carson stuff that I get, and the lady's explaining on the commercial. Now, what this is it looks like a plastic card. And what it is, and she's explaining, like, you're going to explain what you're doing. You're going to explain what you're doing. You're going to explain what you're doing. She's trying to explain that, how this credit card is going to replace checks and cash.
Yeah.
And, like, she's saying this in the commercial. This is back in the 70s.
Right, and it probably sounded completely unbelievable.
And it did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they, you know, you can buy that stuff from Johnny Carson and things. You can actually buy it without the commercials. Yeah. I didn't. I just got it because I'm an advertising guy. I wanted to see the 70s commercials and the 60s commercials. So my daughter's becoming an engineer, and I'm going to be going because I'm going to let you guys do this. So you know what we play? It brings a tear to my eye. You remember Choo Choo Charlie was an engineer?
Yeah.
Do you remember that, everybody? No? Do you do?
I think so.
Okay, it's Good and Plenty. But it's a commercial from 1958 to 1970.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, so she's going to be an engineer. She's 16 years old, and she graduated with an associate's degree. Imagine that.
That's unbelievable.
And it's unbelievable. And then we're doing the graduation, and she's going to the college, and she's going to kill me, but I don't remember the name of it. But it's some college in, it's in Orlando, but it's a college that's for engineers. It's a high, and I asked her, can't you just go to a local college here that we get it for free? Do you know it's $25,000? It's like, wow. But she did it, so just thinking about that, right? How many here have put their kids through college?
You know, and people every day, they have to have a reason to do something. When I found networking, it was because I wanted to keep my kids in Christian school. I was looking for a way to make extra income for my family.
Really?
And it turned out to change my whole life.
Wow. There is. And that's it. Even when things go wrong in your life, let's just say everything goes wrong in your life, and you're in that storm where things are wrong, God has a purpose.
I believe that. Yeah.
Right? So now, how do I look to God during the tough times, right? Because when you go up to heaven, let's just say, right, you're going to go up there with your character, not your belongings. Right? So how you act on earth is important. But for me, it's to trust God no matter what. Can I trust God, you know, and how I see things. Like if I see it with doubt, I'll face it with doubt, right? If I see it with fear, I'll face it with fear. But then if I see it with faith, I'll face it with faith, right? And that's hard for me to obey that and do that. But I do know that that's the way to do it, is always trust God. And everything will work out, but I fail because I do let fear and worry come over me. And then what they say is when worry comes over with you, it's a choice, right? It's a choice to worry. But when faith, good, when faith comes over you, that's a choice too, right? So I choose faith. that's the antidote to worry, right? If there's an antidote for a snake bite, the antidote to worry is faith in God. Good.
So, guys, there's a movie with Will Smith. I think it came out in 2012. It's called After Earth. It's with him and his real son. And in the movie, of course, his son plays his son. But there's a scene in the movie where he's talking specifically about fear and how that's a choice. Danger's real, but fear's a choice. And you can create a whole series of circumstances in your mind of things that actually would never manifest or happen just because you're thinking about it too hard. So you're creating these things which could never actualize. Brian saying that made me think of that one scene in the movie where he's talking to his son about fear being an illusion and fear being a choice.
Well said, well said. Brian stepped out for a bit. My name is Eric with Minuteman Prospecting in Largo. Hope everyone's having a great day. We're going to actually kind of go around the table here and get a little information from these fine gentlemen. We'll start with Rick. Tell us a little bit more in depth about how you got into business. And
well, what brought me here, I've retired four or five times, but people keep calling me and wanting me to go back to work. And I got a call from a guy about 90 days ago and said, Rick, I want you to come to work for me. And I said, no, you don't. You wanted Rick 25 years ago. I'm 75 years old. I've already done what I'm going to do. He said, no, you're not through. And of course, I started looking. And, I had something tragic happen in my life 3 years ago. I was putting up Christmas lights outside, and I fell through a tree, and I cracked three ribs. And it punched a hole in the lining of my stomach. And I had a football on my side, and I was operated on twice at the VA. And every time they put a mesh in my side to hold everything in place, and 90 days later it burst.
Wow.
And then they put another one in, and it did the same thing. And I wound up going to the Cleveland Clinic. And one of the things that drove me to this company, this technology, this company, our Active Pure Technology, bought it from NASA. This technology is in the International Space Station. It's also in the ever-operating room at the Cleveland Clinic. If you ever have a major problem, I could work for the Cleveland Clinic, most unbelievable place I've ever been in my life. And I went up there, and they fixed something that the VA, five-hour surgery twice, couldn't fix. And it's all about, and I tell people every day, if you look long enough, you'll find the answer. And I should have went to the Cleveland Clinic to begin with. So it's just amazing.
Well, good for you. You know what I mean? That's what the best place in the world, pretty much. I think people say where to go, for heart attacks and everything else. So that's what got you into this? Is because they had it in the Cleveland Clinic, Rick? Is that correct? They had it in their operating rooms, right?
This machine is only about 12 inches, and it's 12 inches wide. It only weighs about, 4 pounds. And that's what they put in the International Space Station so they could breathe. And it takes all the purification out of the air or atmosphere, whatever it is. So when I went there and I had that surgery, and this guy called me up and said, by the way, Rick, this is in the operating room at the Cleveland Clinic. And I said, wow, I was there. I laid on that operating table and saw that happen. And, I go to Calvary Church here in Clearwater, and we have a Christian high school. I just put 15 of these units at our Christian high school. They're going to put it, very nice. First they're starting out in the boys' locker room and then the girls' locker room. This even kills viruses of strep and the flu virus on surfaces, and it's really amazing. And I tell people every day, how much are your children worth to you?
Right.
If that machine would give them a chance not to have a virus or something. So that's what I saw. I saw an unbelievable product and the timing. There's never been a time in the history of this country that's been affected like this COVID. This yeah. COVID thing has destroyed businesses, destroyed families. All I can say, folks, is we have the solution to the pollution. I say that all the time. We have a solution to the pollution, and it's our Active Pure technology.
And that's the cool part. When you were telling me about it, it does kill like 99.9% of the COVID-19 as well as all the other bad stuff out there. And I tried it in my house. I got a couple of units from Rick. It works great. I put one in my business, and I can really see it putting into like restaurants and common areas in old folks' places. Yeah.
They just installed this in the Cotton Bowl in Dallas, Texas. And the person that took that to the Cotton Bowl, I think their commission was around $70,000.
Nice.
But what they did is they did people a favor. See, I think every time I share this with somebody, I get up every day looking for somebody who's looking for me. And I'm going to tell you something. Everybody ain't looking for you. None of my kids do what I do. And all I can tell you is I show people a way to have financial security. You know, I've been very blessed, and I've made a lot of money. But the friends that I've made over the years, that's the reason why I can do this over and over again, because of the relationships I've made in the past. And when it all comes down to it, you know, the relationship you build with people is what makes the future.
Very, very so.
Yes.
Hi, Carl.
Hi, how you doing? I'd like to know more about that technology, and where can I get it from my home?
You can just call me, and I'd be glad to share it with you, and I'd be glad. You know, I carry a unit in my car all the time. I had three crowns done by my dentist about 3 weeks after I joined this company, and I sent him a video. And if you'll, I'll give you my phone number, and if you text me, I'll text you the video. It's about 4 minutes long, and I think you'll be impressed. But the neat thing about it, I sent that video to my dentist 2 days before I got my three crowns done, and my bill was $4,840. They're not embarrassed to give you that kind of bill. It doesn't bother them at all, okay? And then when I got through, he said, Rick, I'm going to do you a favor. He said, how much is that unit, $1,500? And I said, yeah, but we got to talk about that. And he says, I'll take it off your bill. So I went out to my car and got that unit and brought it in and plugged it in his waiting room of his dental office. 4 days later, he calls me and said, Rick, can you bring one over to my house? Now, I don't mind telling you, folks, I do this because I'm a businessman. All I can tell you is the great thing about this, unlike other companies, is you don't have to share this with anybody. You don't have. There's a retail side to this business. If you become a stocking dealer, you can sell these units yourself. Not only have it in your house and make a profit when you sell it. So my number is 727-647-6287. I've been in this town. I got out of Air Force in 68. I raised all of my kids here. I was in the furniture business for 26 years. I don't know if you know on 19 where Hudson Brothers, I built that store.
Is there a website they can reach you to?
Yes, they sure can. My name is Rick Rickus. If you'll go to rr1.now.site, S-I-T-E.
Okay. Any other questions from the caller?
No, just that my family's health and safety is worth $1,500 any day of the week.
It is. And not only that, I was talking to Rick because when I just ran into him, we started doing business together. And my wife, we were getting ready to look into these air purifiers, you know, because there's a lot of them out there. And I was like, wow, this one's, you know, it's just cheaper. Why is this one more money and stuff? And once Rick started explaining to me about the technology and the different things it does, it was like a no-brainer. You know, I was like, oh, okay, it just doesn't do that. It does a lot more. So it's patented. It's NASA certified. So
That's
it's
right.
A totally different technology. So absolutely.
And you know, another thing, too, if you live in Florida like I do, we all have a problem here. It's called mildew and mold.
Yes.
This unit kills mildew and mold. It's unbelievable, really. I'm excited because I think when I share this with somebody, I'm doing them a favor.
Yep. I believe it. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we move on to the next?
I think I've... This is, you know, the reason I've always been a success is, you know, I talk to people all the time, and I know that you're a motivation person over here. I tell people all the time, you can be involved in something. You know, it's like breakfast. The chicken was involved. The pig was committed. Some of y'all won't get that. It takes a while. But the bottom line, the chicken was involved. The pig was committed. And everything I do, I only do it one way.
All
and
right. We got.
I wanted to quickly. You know, I studied that, and if you put them in your house, the simple fact that your oxygen is better, 3 days you'll feel better.
Yeah, we have another caller, correct?
I will send you a video on your phone. All you got to do is text me.
Oh, Gary from the Boy Scouts. Okay. Hey, Gary, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. You hear about this great technology?
Sounds fantastic.
Right. What you got going on, Gary?
Well, Brian cooked up something for me.
Okay.
And we're having an event tonight in Dunedin.
I'll be there.
Country Club at 6 o'clock. And I have 30 stuffed bears showing up at that event.
Nice.
Any idea what that's for?
probably, I'll take a guess, donating to the Boy Scouts cause? Or am I wrong?
Basically, we have some kids that are in trouble in Pinellas County.
That's not good.
Little guys. And what I've arranged is with the sheriff, Pinellas County, so that when we run into these kids, we give them a bear, a stuffed bear, and it comes with a little backpack, and it's got a birth certificate. And in a lot of cases, that's the only thing that kid has.
Right.
So they can put it on their shoulder, stuff their bear in the backpack, put their birth cert, and they've got something. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about kids who are involved in domestic abuse cases, all kinds of things. And I'm working with Kelly Johnson from the Sheriff's Department. And what is going on is we're also working with an organization called the Friends of Scouting so that we can sponsor kids whose parents don't have enough money to get the kids into scouting, and we can fund them. And my job is to raise the money for them so that we can put these kids in scouting.
That's awesome.
And the good thing about it is the kids are with other kids, and they're working on projects related to their self-reliance, their capabilities, their moral outlook, spiritual with religion, their religion, making sure they understand all of that. And they work on actually demonstrating these principles in life with other kids as their leaders. And it's the most rewarding program I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, well, working with kids, how can it not be, you know?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And the basic message is, you want a good future or a really bad one? And if you don't pay attention to your kids, you're going to end up with a really bad one.
Okay. Hey, is this a nonprofit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally nonprofit.
What's the name?
Called the Boy Scouts of America.
Okay. An old gentleman here was asking, so we want to just clarify that up and make sure everyone understands.
Yeah, and originally what I said was, is anybody give me $500 got a bear? But I'm doing a special thing for Brian tonight. So we have 30 bears at this event. And so the guys make a donation to scouting, I'll give them the bear.
Okay.
And they can choose to donate to the sheriff or take it home, give it to their grandkids.
Alrighty.
Either way.
That sounds awesome.
And so the donation is tax deductible, and it's an investment in your future. It's basically what it is.
And helping out the kids.
Yep.
Very cool.
Over Pinellas County. I got 1,100 of them, and I got 800 leaders.
Nice.
So we're going to support these kids, like the waitress in Safety Harbor, who couldn't pay the fees for her good old kid. We paid it. We got
that's
the kid
cool.
in scouting.
Putting them in the right direction.
Yeah. The other guy who was an E-5, he was in the Air Force, and his wife died, and he had to come home, and he had two little boys. He couldn't afford their uniforms. We paid it.
That's
couldn't
awesome.
Believe that we did it.
That's awesome.
Good luck, man. This is a family. Probably the closest family you'll ever have.
Very cool. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we move on, Gary?
Yeah, I really appreciate Brian. He's a heck of a guy.
I agree.
And he's doing a lot for the community. And I'm going to help him out with Kenya. He's doing some work with Kenya in Africa.
Nice.
And I'm going to send my scouts in Kenya to help him out.
Very good. Alrighty, well, we will see you in a little bit, Gary.
Yeah, we sure will.
Alrighty, thank you, sir.
Oh, tell him just real quick.
Go ahead.
The teddy bears came in.
Yeah.
He knows.
Did he mention the teddy bears?
Yeah.
I have them in my car.
And they come with a birth certificate.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
And they also, you come to the event?
Is that what you were telling me about?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There you go.
Alright.
And Mickey? You're coming?
Working on it. I gotta disengage.
All right. So did everybody get a chance to talk?
We're going to Mickey here next. All right, Mickey.
Mickey.
What you got for us, sir?
So I'm a transformative life coach, and I have people be their best. I really, when I work with people, I bring out their best. And the funny thing is, we can handle just about anything.
So you work like just business people, or do you work with like everyone, like business people, homeowners? Like
I work with people in different situations, but a lot of business people.
Okay.
And what you find is, if you do it in one place, you do it in other places. So whatever's stopping you in one part of your life is likely impacting another part.
It's like networking. Kind of. It's kind of like networking. You're spreading the wealth, I guess.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is, beliefs that you have about yourself or the world will bring it to you, whether you're in a relationship or you bring it to your business. And it's going to impact how you do things. You can have all the systems in the world, which are great. But if the main part of the engine is not running
right,
as clean or as well, it'll be not as effective.
The shiny object?
Yeah, exactly. And really, what I get people is I get them out of their head and into their heart, because it's in here where we really are, our true selves, our authentic selves are. And when we come from that place, everything gets a lot clearer. This is, the brain is used for, we use it for things that it doesn't need to be used for. And the reality is it's a survival organ. And
I gotcha.
You really, the creativity and your imagination, your intuition, that comes out of your heart and out of your gut and out of your body.
Okay.
And it may sound a little esoteric, but the reality is you're problem solving up here, but down here you're tapping into your strengths.
Okay.
You know, you're getting connected to what's important to you, to what you do well. And when you get rid of the negative thinking, you're not paying attention to it, you're paying attention to yourself, then a whole new world opens up. Things start to get clearer, and then you make choices, and you make decisions, and you move, and it kind of just...
So coaching is like kind of broad thing, though, isn't it?
It is a very broad thing.
Broad thing. So is it very competitive, too? Is it a competitive market?
Is it an industry, you mean?
Yeah.
No, there's a lot of people out there. I mean, it's every, okay. You know, it's just the new thing.
What makes you different?
What makes me different is, number one, you get me. Okay, I bang my head against the wall and ceiling much through my life, so I've learned a lot. And where my real strength is in my ability to bring out the best in others. I'm a powerful listener. I'll ask the question that will make you uncomfortable, but if you're willing to sit there and answer it truly, something will shift. And you'll have something else will become available.
Okay,
it's like if you believe the world in 1491, everyone believed the world was flat.
Right.
Okay. In 1492, all of a sudden, that wasn't true. Well, what happened?
We lived.
Yeah. Well, somebody saw something beyond what they were looking at. The same guys looking at that horizon. One guy got in a boat and went further.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, the world changed. Now, what changed? What was in here in your head, or what was out there? That was always around.
Right.
We just didn't know it.
Right. Right.
So it's like when you start to see something that was there the whole time, then you get to make other choices.
Okay.
And whether it's you're talking about your own limitations, or whether you think something about a particular industry or market, you have a particular bias. And so I get people to, I question people on what they say that they can't do or that's impossible. And we take and we look at it from a different place.
Gotcha. And how long is mentoring? Is it like a 6-month mentoring usually? Depends.
It varies.
Okay.
It varies. It's usually over either multiple months, and we'll meet once a week for 60 minutes and really plow through some things. And the idea is, the old thinking is there. It's set up, and it's sort of like you go there without thinking. You go into that habit or that belief.
Right.
And so we start to break those up.
Okay.
And it takes a little bit of work. It's like going to the gym. You have a new muscle now. You got to build it up. And so we'll do that through, exercises and conversations and like that, and then implementation in your life.
Okay. How much is coaching, and is there like a discount for like someone to come see and see what you're about and stuff, or is there?
Well, usually everything is sort of like made custom to what people are doing.
Okay.
But it's really not about the cost. It's are you really want to be invested? Because at the end of the day,
right,
I can be brilliant with you, but if you're not willing to make that step or take that action, it's not going to happen. So at the end of the day, it's going to be on you. So it's really, the key thing is to look at it not as a cost, but as what's the value? I'm going to make an investment in myself to be the best I can be.
Well, the cost could be huge. I mean, because they could be like from zero to 100.
Right.
By the time they
exactly.
get done.
Exactly. And when I work with people, it depends on the scope of the work. So it's really kind of a custom.
what I believe in, and I always thought it's always best to have someone on the outside looking in, you know what I mean, to get their perspective. Because sometimes people are just, I call it the old spinning a gear, you know, they're spinning a gear and they don't know how to get out of spinning a gear,
right.
You know, so hopefully help people with that. So where can we meet you?
Well, you can reach me on the phone, 845-797-2660. My name is Mickey Cohen, and I also have mickeycohen.com.
Okay.
And I have a Facebook page, Mickey Cohen Coaching.
Awesome. Awesome. Very cool. Do you want to step in here for a minute?
I do.
All right.
I'm so sorry.
Hold on a second. Tammy has something to say.
We're going to switch around a little bit here and give some other people, if you want to switch out with Eric. And then thank you so much. And thank you, Eric. All right, Rick. Thank you so much. Okay. So we have this big networking event tonight at the Dunedin Country Club at 6 o'clock, and I'm so sorry, I've been answering my phone and talking to people the whole time we've been having the show on. But I have a new client in the studio today. We have Eric from Spot On. All right, so tell me a little bit about what you do, Eric.
So Tammy, I appreciate you guys having me. Happy Thursday to everybody that's listening to this here. So Spot On, we are a software and technology company. We specialize in all things credit card processing, products and services, hardware and software. So we do a great job of giving a new business or an existing business what they would need to take a credit card payment from somebody, whether it's in person, virtual. We have various different options, retail, but restaurant is also our jam. We have various options for people. We do things very differently than the average so-called credit card processing company.
Yes,
yeah.
Which I love.
Yeah. We do things very outside the box. We don't have certain fees that our competitors have. We don't have junk fees. There's no contracts.
For sure.
All of our services are month to month. There's no cancellation fees. We do have one fee that we charge that is $25 a month, but that includes three different things. It includes marketing, it includes something called review management, it also includes analytics, being able to log into your back office and see all your sales figures, all of your stuff that's in the dashboard.
Right.
So it's a very inclusive, a very sexy platform, because it's not just about credit card processing. We give businesses the tools that they need to engage and stay connected with their customers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I have just become your client.
Yes, I'm very happy about that.
Yes, I am as well, honestly. I have never found another company that is better than you, to tell you the truth, and that's really true.
That's good to hear.
Really. The company that I was previously using, you are definitely saving me a lot of money compared to them. But one thing that I have to say that is very good for me, because I do a lot of credit card transactions,
right,
is instead of them taking the fee from the business owner, they're putting the fee to the person paying you, which some people may not like that, but it is actually very beneficial in business. It's going to save you a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So you're actually getting the payment, whatever that may be. If it's $100, you get $100.
Right.
So that is one big plus to me, like huge plus. So, you know, you're not going to get hit with at the end of the month, oh, here's your bill for all these fees that we're going to just take.
Yeah. We set that up to, you know, take that out all the same day. So then when you get your deposit the next day, it's for whatever you transacted.
You know, and I got to say this. I mean, I have been using Square, which I think a lot of people use Square. Even a lot of my clients
of
that
course.
Are in store that have a location use Square.
Right.
But, you know, with this networking event that I have going on right now, you know, I've had to process cards and things, and I'm keeping all the money separate, and I've been doing a very detailed, you know, log of exactly what is for what. And
right.
Square says that they charge you 3.6% and then a 1.5% if you do an automatic transfer. Guess what? They're charging me more than that. Because I added it up and I did it myself. Like the person, let's say the person paid me, you know, $500. So if that is correct and this is their percentage and this is what they're supposed to take, they're taking more. I don't know where they're getting that or why they're doing it.
Yeah.
But I have just figured that out today, which is really stupid.
Like
I should have known this.
Hidden fees?
It's some kind of, I don't know, something. It blatantly says right on the contract that it is this percentage and this percentage and whatever, and it does not add up.
at all. Are you doing it without swiping, without the card swipe?
Well, yes, but I'm adding that percentage. Yes.
Okay. So there's a few things about that. You know, again, we have different means that somebody could take a payment. Now, what you got from me, which you have in the car, and I'm going to activate that for you before I leave here, you have our Bluetooth reader. So that means you can download our payment app, which is free, onto your device, whether it's a phone or a tablet, mm-hmm. whether it's Android or Apple, it doesn't matter. You can download that, our payment app, onto your device, and then you can use the payment app in conjunction with the Bluetooth reader to take a transaction. Now, the way that the reader is, you stick the card in the bottom, but if it's Tap, Google Pay, Apple Pay, Android Pay, you don't have to stick it in. You can just wave the instrument, and meaning it could be your phone.
Right.
You could just wave the phone over the reader when it's ready to take the payment, and mm-hmm. then it'll take the payment that way. So all of our, again, we're a software and technology company, so we do things mm-hmm. a little differently. Because we are a software and technology company, we, you know, have a lot of different options. So for you, using the reader is your plan A to take a payment. But let's say you forget the reader at home. Okay, fine. You still have the app on your phone. So right. you can still do the thing, but you just have to do it as a key-in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're electing to pass on the fee, which some business owners do not like, and that's fine. I understand and understand that. It's not for everybody, but technically it's my job to tell you the thing that's going to save you the most amount of money first,
right.
which is passing on the fee to your customers. Now, remember, we're just coming out of this national emergency. And for those of you that can't see me, I'm using air quotes, okay? So we're just coming out of all this. Now, every business on some levels, or most businesses, had to eat some form of you-know-what because mm-hmm. of COVID-19. So this is a way that you can compensate and kind of recoup some stuff back just by saying, listen, I lost X amount of thousands of dollars. I wasn't able to get funding through all the various things that Pinellas County and even the city of Largo, the city of Clearwater, they've had different funding programs.
Oh, yeah.
Public and private, meaning for individuals, but also for businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And even right now, I have 10 restaurant clients, okay, including some restaurants that have our Spot On restaurant, which is the Michael Jordan of restaurant POSs. So they have a situation where they just signed up, and you know, it takes a few weeks for us to change them over, because what we do with the restaurant situation is we build the menu and the table layout and all the categories and all the drinks.
Oh,
we
yeah,
build
yeah.
that into the POS before we ship it.
Nice.
That way, when the person, when our technician comes to install it in person and train the staff in person on how to use the stuff,
mm-hmm.
all the categories and all the menu item is already programmed into the machine.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then it's just a matter of the managers and the owner knowing front of the house and back of the house things inside the POS to get it to work. So, you know, we do restaurants, but we also do retail as well. And it doesn't matter what kind of business you're talking about. If you need to take a credit card payment, I could help you with that. We have various options for you. You having a Bluetooth reader, Tammy, so that's going to be great for you, because you can literally be anywhere. Even tonight, if somebody wants to pay you something, after I activate your account, you'll be able to do that.
Right.
And then tomorrow, that money will be in your bank account. So with us, funding is next business day. So anything you transact today will be there tomorrow. For Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it'll be Monday. And then for all the other days in the week, it's the next business day.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's another good thing that's good about us. Now, here's what sets everything apart from everything else. Okay, fine. Spot On, it's a software and technology company. We specialize in all type of things with credit cards. Okay, fine. That's fine. But what sets the situation apart is that I come with it. So where I'm the Michael Jordan, Tammy,
yes.
is making connections with
yes.
people, like I've already done with you and a potential client
first
of
day
yours.
I met you.
Right. So where I'm the Michael Jordan is being able to connect people together to establish relationships. What I love to do is I love to have my existing merchants cross-mogenate with each other, which means do business with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I have 41. I'm always, of course, trying to get more, but any of those 41 could also be clients of some of the other 41.
Right.
And I do a lot of that. Here's an example. One of my clients, Stanford's Jerky, hello Frank, hello Kyle,
hi.
They just signed a distribution deal with Whiskey Cake in International Plaza.
Oh, nice.
And that's because of me.
Oh,
and that's
very
a
cool.
local company in Tampa. That's where they make their jerky off of the Leroy Selman Highway. But I made an introduction, had some conversations. They just signed some type of offer acceptance thing just recently. So in the near future, when you go into Whiskey Cake at International Plaza in Tampa and you go to, you walk in, you turn to the left, there's a shelf, there's some shelving right there. You'll see Stanford's jerky that will be sold there. Now, I say that to say this. I go above and beyond for my people. It's not just about giving you what you would need to take a credit card payment.
Yeah.
I stay in contact with you. I give you ideas that you can use to generate revenue, revenue-generating activities.
Mm-hmm.
I give you ideas of things that you can do to keep and retain customers. Mm-hmm. Of course, if you need me for support to a certain extent, I can help with that too. I've had the same number since Bill Clinton was president, so that's not changing. 1998, and we know what happened in 98. Yeah. Monica what? Monica did right. Who? So, you know, I'm reachable. It's about, here's why I'm better than Square. Because Tammy Square cannot introduce you to the owner of a restaurant like I did Friday.
You can't even talk to them, by right. the way. So, right. yeah.
So, no. You and I just met last Thursday. You signed up with me the next day, but if I text you, then you text me back or vice versa. Or if you call me and I can't pick up, then I call you, you know, or versa vice. So the thing is, I'm reachable and I go above and beyond. It's not just about giving you what you need.
Which, hi, Pat. Let's do a nice shout out for, he's not yes. here, oh, but to say, do where, a shout out. And I, well, let's see.
Yes.
What, you know the name.
So, yes. So there is a beautiful new sushi restaurant that opened up a few months ago. Now, keep in mind, before it was some other place, all right, called Hooks, but it ain't Hooks anymore. So there's a new sexy sushi spot on 4th Street North. It's, the address is 7900 4th Street North. So that's 4th Street North and 79th Avenue in St. Pete. It's called EBI Sushi. All right, EBI Sushi. Exquisite, bold, and inspiring. That's what the EBI stands
yes.
for. So, not only is it beautifully laid out with accoutrement.
It's so gorgeous.
And decorations, okay? Not just that, but the food has crack with a little bit of love in it because that's how good it is.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is fantastic.
Now, it really is. We ate there.
Yes,
it
on
was
Friday.
Lovely. He introduced me to Patrick, the owner.
Yes.
And the atmosphere is great. It's a great place for a date night, guys. I mean, yes. It's literally gorgeous
and they,
in there.
Have they just opened up?
They have only been open a couple months.
Ago. Okay.
It's just the decor is amazing. They have these purple lights, which I want to steal.
Yeah,
that are all
Pat,
over.
I want to steal them too.
Yes, they yeah. are just beautiful. The ambiance is great, but the food is amazing.
Yeah.
They have
yeah.
fresh sushi.
Yeah,
they make things for him that aren't even on the
yeah,
menu.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
So yeah. So sometimes. I used to be vegan, I used to be vegetarian. I'm not anymore per se, but I do like to eat like that a lot. So sometimes I go to EBI and I say, hey Pat, I just need a mango and avocado roll or mango, avocado, and carrot.
And they'll do that for
me. And they'll do it for me. Because, I mean, it's a family-owned and operated place. The food is really, really good. It's not Hooks. Let me say that again. It is not Hooks. It used to be Hooks, but it ain't Hooks anymore. It's EBI Sushi.
Yes.
And the food is fantastic. The vibe is fantastic. The staff is fantastic. They home make the soups every day. I had a spicy vegetable soup yesterday, and it was fantastic. So, Tammy, you had the, well, what did you have?
I actually had the pad thai.
Oh, the pad thai.
Pad thai, yeah. So okay. They have several different, it's kind of like a
really
fusion.
Good.
It's
yeah.
very, very good.
Yeah.
It was delicious. And this is Adam, by the way, Eric.
Hello.
Hey,
from
Eric.
Red Rooster Antiques.
Did you guys
and
show the thing?
He has an item for us to guess. What are we guessing today?
It's a item, and you have three guesses. Guess A is that it's a religious crown used in procession, Portuguese. Mm-hmm. It is when the Greek Orthodox people get married, they hold the crown over their head, the bridegroom and the groom.
Mm-hmm.
Or it is for a girl from Yugoslavia. When they turn 16, they have like this thing where they become the princess in the village.
Oh, so what year is it from? Can you tell us that?
It's probably 70 years old.
Okay, so we have to guess what that is.
What do you mean, guess the actual name of it?
No, what it is.
The three choices that he just gave us, yeah. A, B, or C.
Oh, okay.
We have to guess.
Let these guys guess, too.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it can't be...
Can you hold it up,
Adam?
Yeah, I can hold it up.
Okay.
Okay.
There it is, $100.
Okay, A, it's a religious, held in a religious procession in Portugal. Two, it's detached, and there's two of them, and they hold them over the, in the Greek Orthodox Church, when they get married, they hold a crown over their head. And C, it's from Yugoslavia, and when a girl turns 16, she becomes like the princess of the village, and they have this big to-do.
Go over
ABC and again. So it's A, B, and C. So what do you think?
He'd get stuff from the 1600s, 1700s, 1800s.
So it's either a Yugoslavian princess.
Yes. Greek Orthodox wedding.
Greek
that's
Orthodox
B,
wedding.
Or A, it's Portuguese processional.
Or from religious. The church. I would guess to say that from the church, we wouldn't have it in our possession. So I'm going to guess C.
C? How about you?
I'm going to do an A type of thing.
Okay. Anyone else?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the church, actually.
I would say
because of the dove.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the church, too.
Portuguese.
You're absolutely right. It's from Portuguese. It's from Azorean Portuguese. It's from the, they have a thing called the Holy Ghost Procession, and that's why it has a dove on the top of it.
Yeah. Very good.
And the only reason I know that is because my father's family is Azorean, and I found that down here in the thrift shop.
Oh, very
okay,
cool.
Okay, so here's a question. So is that silver?
Yes, it is.
The sterling,
yeah,
925,
yeah.
The real deal, Holyfield?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Okay. Yes, and
so
if anybody would like to check that item out, you can go see Adam at the Red Rooster Antiques on US 19. What's your actual address?
It's 30113 US Highway 19 North in Clearwater. We're open 7 days a week, 5 to 10, and, you know, please come by and see us.
For sure. Adam and CJ, you guys are awesome.
You
have so much stuff.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to have some new people sit down real quick.
Yes.
Guys, you can come on the other side of this table here.
Yeah, great. Wow.
So, and here, sweetheart, you can sit right here.
I'm not so good at speaking.
There you go. There we go. And thank you so much, Eric. Yeah, actually, can you give up your contact info?
Okay. So let me give you guys my contact info before I go bye-bye. So we do have a website. The website is just simply www.spoton.com, spoton.com. My cell phone number is 727-641-8705. Again, that's 727-641-8705. If you're going to call me, please text me before you do that and just mention that you got the number from me off of this show. I would greatly appreciate that, but I could definitely help anybody out. No matter what type of business situation you have, I can definitely be better than who you might have right now.
That is for sure. Thank you so much, Eric, and I will be seeing you actually a little later at the networking event.
You know, Eric, I mean this from my heart. Like, and tell me how many times I've said this, Tammy.
Okay.
Eric could be a radio host.
Oh, for sure. Doesn't he have a great voice, personality,
yes.
Good aura? I love it.
Eric, seriously.
All right, Julian, you can sit right here, honey.
Yeah, you have, right?
No, I've never heard that before.
Well, you seem very calm and precise.
Oh, yes, very zen.
I am a GGTK, which is a great guy to know.
I guess it's your aura. His aura is, I feel an aura of peace and love.
Absolutely, me too.
Eric, seriously, you got
a
peace.
That's also why I do so much yoga.
Yes.
It definitely helps.
Okay.
All right.
All right, guys, put the headsets on. So what I'm going to do is you guys interview each other. Okay, so you tell me what you do there at your shop, and then ask her what she does, too. Like, keep it flowing. Okay, so what do you do at your coffee shop?
Well, we own Exude on 741 Clearwater Lugger Road. It's basically an organic coffee and tea shop mixed with a hemp dispensary. So we have the Delta 8, the CBD, you know, those type of products. But we also have the coffees, the tea, the exotic iced teas. We're about to bring in baked goods and other treats. Is there anything else you'd like to add in, Julian?
No, that pretty much hits the nail on the head. Kratom, Kava, Delta 8, coffee, tea. Teas from around the world, herbs from around the world. We're really passionate about all the botanical treats that the earth has to offer.
And you have filtered water?
We're working on getting some food on there.
Filtered water.
Filtered. We always use nice reverse osmosis water. We're very passionate about the quality of all of our ingredients that go into our products.
Oh.
That's good. And then what nationality are you with that?
German.
Sprechen die Deutsch.
Ja, ich spreche
Deutsch. Ein, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht, neun, zehn, elf, zwölf, dreizehn. 14. Am I speaking German?
Jawohl.
I do know my German. Anyhow, what I wanted to do is let Gary tell you what's going on at the event. And could you guys come back next week, too?
Oh, sure. We'd love to come back
next
week.
Okay, but let Gary tell you what's going to happen, what the benefits of why you guys should be there. And then also mention what you do real quick. After she says what she does, then you, Gary, tell them what the benefits are of the event to the Boy Scouts.
Okay. So I do keto desserts. My company's name is Heidi's Figured Foods, and you can find all my desserts in Carlin's Kitchen, 421 Cleveland Street in Clearwater downtown. And I don't use any dairy, I don't use any grains, I don't use any GMO, and it's all organic and without sugar. So very, very healthy desserts.
Wow, isn't that amazing? Right up your guys' alley. What you guys, what is the odds of that? It's divine intervention there. How you guys help people out naturally too.
It was meant to be.
Yeah.
It was like we were supposed to meet.
Yeah.
Wow. Because that's amazing. Gary, tell them why someone should come to the event and how it benefits the Boy Scouts.
Okay. They should come to the event because we're talking about your future. And you're going to find out about kids all over the whole Tampa Bay region and what we're actually doing. For real. Yeah, we have a 4-minute video which will be at the event, and then I'm going to talk for a little bit. And you can see exactly how this is going to affect your life and your kid's life.
My son is already 38. So
I could use him as a volunteer. Where is he?
Yeah. He is in Clearwater.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. I'll take
him. Wow. Yeah. It sounds great. We're really looking forward to the event.
Yeah.
It's for a great cause. It sounds like it's going to be a real good time with a lot of good people.
Yeah, I heard that.
You know Busch Gardens?
Yeah.
Okay, the guy that put all of that there, the roller coasters and everything, he's going to be on the video.
Oh, cool. And are there other restaurant owners at the event?
Yeah, my guy that's doing my fundraising for families in Pinellas County, he owns 3 restaurants here.
Oh, cool. And then the restaurant owner are there?
Yeah, well, that's what I do.
I'm not sure. His name is Mike Short.
Really? Seriously, restaurant owners. That's who I deal with.
Is it almost all restaurant owners, or will there be other types?
There'll be, like, say, there'll be real estate people there. There'll be all the presidents of all the chambers will be there. You know, it's going to be a great event, and it's going to have all type real estate, mortgage brokers, anybody that's in success-oriented operations will be there. Tell Gary what you guys do.
Do you want to take this one, Julian?
Yeah, surely. Well, we started Exude Botanicals because, you know, we were looking for ways to live a good, sustainable life. And, you know, a lot of the time, just looking in normal, everyday places, those things are hard to find. So we started looking into herbs and other natural remedies and things of this nature, and we found hemp-derived products, and kratom and kava were really, really great. Okay, surely. So again, we're Exude Botanicals, and our phone number is
727-317-1104. That's 727-317-1104 at 741 Clearwater Lager Road North. Thanks, Mr. Gary.
Thank you.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.